I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. I'm looking forward to wherever you're taking us today.
Even though we're going to Cerritos?
Yeah, why not?
Sure. Cerritos is cheerful. A lot of Filipino food. Lots of places to buy cars. Indian restaurants aren't bad. And today we're going to a Mexican restaurant, or what the chef owner Thomas Ortega calls pocho cuisine.
And pocho cuisine means?
It means Mexican-American, the kind of Mexican food that you would get if you were growing up in Los Angeles.
What is this place called?
It's called Amor y Tacos.
Oh, love and tacos.
You can get the usual stuff there, but what Ortega's idea is to sort of slam like Chicano culture and Mexican culture together and almost see what comes out. It's almost like splitting the atom, right?
Yeah. So what does come out?
If you see something on a menu called Doritos Chilaquiles.
Oh, yum.
So, you know, chilaquiles, which is basically tortillas like fried and then sauteed with sauce and stuff. Here they do it with Doritos, and the Doritos, of course, completely dissolve into a paste with, red salsa and the cream and whatever. And they have their own fried tortillas around the side, so there's a real crunch to it. I'm not that into it as a thing in itself, but as part of something, it's kind of delicious.
I'm sure.
He does a taco that's a flour tortilla stuffed with roast duck, hoisin sauce, pickles, scallions. In other words, he's making Peking duck. As you go right inside the front door, as you walk in, there's a station with a comal and a woman making tortillas.
Both flour and corn?
Both flour and corn. Mostly
that's
corn.
Worth the drive to Cerritos right there. Does Ortega also have another restaurant?
He has another restaurant called Playa Amor in the Long Beach Marina, very close to places with boats. Actually, right in between a BevMo and a Pilates studio.
I love LA.
It's double height. It's glassed in. It gets a very sort of brunchy crowd, if you know what I mean.
Is the food more refined?
The food is pretty close to the same, though they have some fancier dishes on the menu. Like they do a version of pescado zarandeado, that Colima butterfly grilled fish that's such a hit in Los Angeles. They do a version of lobster in the style of Puerto Nuevo. And it's good. There's nothing better than like a split and griddle lobster served with melted butter tortillas, salsa. You know me. I like both places, but like one of the places is where I would take my mother-in-law, and the other is where I would like sort of go myself and probably have two more mezcals than I should.
And for dessert, are we eating churros and chocolate?
They have really good churros, but if I was going to like name a dessert you should have, you should probably get an order of the mole tots, which is the
mole
most
mole tots?
Yeah. If they're sort of like nachos made with mole, although at the fancy restaurant they call it mole tot poutine.
It doesn't seem like a dessert, though.
Dessert is all in your mind, Evan. It's all in your mind.
That's true. That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. He's been talking to me about Playa in Long Beach and Amor y Tacos in Cerritos. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.